So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, always having fun and making a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. Welcome back to the Plant-Based Fitness Secrets Podcast, the podcast for vegans, vegetarians, people that want to lose fat, gain muscle, transform their health on a plant-based diet. And I'm excited to dive into another episode with you guys today. A solo show. I feel like a little bit of going back to the roots, how I started the podcast way back, a couple of years back. Short, concise episodes that bring you the insights you need to be successful on your journey. And just a quick one before I start into this. I'm actually hosting a free workshop this coming Sunday, 28th April. Skinny Fat to Summer Fit, the three steps to take to lose the fat, gain the muscle before summer. So I know this is very short notice, but if you don't have anything on your Sunday, this coming Sunday, then I highly encourage you to come. It's entirely for free, and you're going to leave with the exact steps on how to succeed. So click the link in the show notes to register and get your spot. Again, this is for free, but I'm not hosting this anytime soon anymore. So this is a great time if you still need to get in shape before summer, which is around the corner, which is pretty crazy. And I was actually talking to one of our former members and now again member of the program, of the club, Monica. And just give a bit of a backstory. She's been working with us. She was working with us for, I think, 1.5 years plus, and then at some point decided to move on and to, yeah, she has learned everything she needed. She's gotten the results, the transformation, and just, yeah, was ready to move on and make the progress by herself. And that's always a sad moment, obviously, for everyone involved. But at the same time, it's our goal, right? We don't want to keep people forever. We want to teach them how to be successful on their own as well. But after, I think it was a year plus, she actually started sending us a few people, especially models, actually, since she works in a modeling agency. Hey guys, if you have been enjoying this show so far and you've been getting a lot of value and you want to support me because I don't do any ads or sponsorships on here, then the way for you to pay it forward is by telling a friend about it. Just share this podcast with a friend, and by word of mouth, we'll be able to help more people. If you have someone around you that maybe wants to learn about health, wants to learn about fitness, wants to improve their life and their journey, then telling them would definitely help them and would help the podcast too. Thank you so much. Let's get back to the episode. She helps kind of develop the talent and make sure that they actually follow a healthy exercise and nutrition regimen, because a lot of people in the modeling space have very destructive way of eating and training, right? Starving yourself, doing a ton of cardio, no carbs allowed, not eating after 7 p.m. and a very kind of old school way of approaching fat loss. And she, after being in our program, actually had the motivation to change that, to almost change an industry and a little bit having an impact there, which I loved. And we kind of got together, and she's been since then just preferring us models that want to, yeah, do it the healthy way, do it in a way that's sustainable, that is not unhealthy for their body. And we've helped a couple of models now crush their goals and actually make the runway walk for really big brands like Bottega Veneta, Dior, Armani, and many, many more. And I unfortunately cannot say the name of the model, but there was one that made a lot of runway shows and is now taking off, right? I unfortunately asked her a couple of times. She's open to hop on a podcast or something. She's not, but that's fine. We had Aaliyah on a couple days or weeks ago, actually. And this is obviously not our main kind of program, but it's so inspiring to see how the right exercise and nutrition approach can change a person's life for the better. I mean, all the models we've coached now know they can get into shape and be healthy along the way. You don't have to, this is a message for you guys out there, you don't have to be killing yourself or starving yourself to see results. Quite in fact, quite the opposite, right? It should be a healthy approach because only that is sustainable. But I'm kind of, I'm going on a tangent here. What I actually want to say is that Monica actually came back to me a couple of days ago and asked if I can help her and help her regain momentum. Again, she's finished the program a year back and there were some life situations, some things happening that impacted her. And now she was looking to kind of accelerate it again, right? To get accountability and get the help to get the results. And I was like, hey, you're welcome. Obviously, we love you. We really appreciate you. So we would love to help you. So she got back into the program. And what I want to make this podcast about, it's going to be a short one, but very concise, is after her first two workouts, she sent me a message saying how incredible she already feels and how her kind of bad mood, right? Her feeling kind of sluggish, her feeling not that confident in her surfing, so she does a lot of surfing, went away within two workouts. So she feels much stronger in her body, feels much more confident in the water, and also mentally. So that's two workouts in. So what I want to tell you guys here on this podcast is, and this comes really from my heart, not from talking down on you or me being better than anyone, but I've just seen this time and time again working with so many people, is that a lot of issues and problems in life can be solved by exercise. By actually just showing up to the gym, hitting those weights, exerting some energy, and putting yourself out there, right? Putting yourself out there. If you currently feel like you're a bit depressed or certain challenges in your life are happening, go for a workout, right? Do you feel like you're lacking energy and you feel sluggish? Go for a workout. Do you feel not as confident with your partner or when you're dating? Go for a workout, right? Do you feel like you have a big life decision in front of you and you're not sure what to do? Go get a workout in, right? So workouts obviously build muscle, make you stronger, but they also release so much good emotion in you and so much confidence and so much strength emotionally that not exercising is actually, I can't do it. I can actually speak of experience again because I unfortunately had to lay off for a whole week of training, and which hasn't happened in a very long time. And I did feel how the negativity started creeping in. Negativity, the grumpiness, the irritability. And I have to be honest, it's a bit more extreme in my case because I've been actually literally training for 6-7 years straight with never missing a beat. So if I miss a week of workouts, I just become a bit more irritable than the next person, I guess. But still, it kind of reminded me of, we need this exertion, right? We sit all day in the office, we sit on the couch, we sit in the car, we sit all day every day. So if you don't have a consistent routine of moving our body and exerting energy in a way that's exhausting, that's challenging, that we don't want to do, then we're truly missing out on life. You're probably unfortunately gonna have problems earlier in life. That's the next book I'm reading at the moment, called Outlive by Peter Attia. Probably heard of it before. I'll maybe do a podcast on it. One of the things he shares initially is that it's not really about living till 90 or 100 if the last 10 years or 15 years of your life are spent in bed, like bedridden, with no energy, with not being able to think properly. By the way, you can hear our beautiful, cute dog, Bella, in the background. We're actually in Bali right now, and we've decided to go to the shelter and take one of the babies to foster and to give her a home. And it's been, it's a whole different story, but it's been beautiful. It's been challenging, but it's been beautiful. But she's super energetic, and I think she wants to protect us from some from the Holy Ghost. This is what they say here in Bali. It's full moon tonight, and there's some, if like Bali dogs are very energy conscious, and supposedly they will then bark and protect to make sure we have no negative energy here. So that's amazing. Bit of a side tangent, but what he says in Outlive is that it's not about getting to 90 years old, but laying in bed for 15, like from 75 to 100 to 90. And it's really about how having energy, having mental capacity, right? Being able to do things. And for people who lived longest and the healthiest, the key is that they are able to delay the problems, delay the diseases, delay the deterioration of the body and of the mind. And for them, it just starts way later in life. So going back to the point, if you want to be able to still play with the kids, play with the grandkids, and not be needing a wheelchair or needing to lay in bed all day, or when you fall, which is inevitable as you get older, not have so easily be like have your bones be broken, but have muscle as a cushion, for example, right? And if you want to be mobile, agile as you age, then you got to exercise now, and you got to do it forever, like 3 times a week, 4 times a week, strength training for the rest of your life. And now it sounds crazy, but trust me, this is one of the medicines that in all these books, if you look at the best sellers, actually, let me look it up while we're at it, best seller books in health. I can tell you with 90% certainty or more, if it's not a very specific book, that in all these books, exercise is part of the solution. It's always there. Nutrition, there's a lot of different kind of opinions there still, and we'll do a separate episode on that. Obviously, plant-based is the way there as well, but exercise is the way for your current emotional health. So if you're currently going through stuff and struggling and having a hard time, go exercise, right? If you want to continue being in great mood, being resilient, exercise. If you have stress, if you want to make yourself stress resilient and have an armor that if something happens in your job, in your personal life, in relationships, right? If you want to have an armor against that, then exercise, because it's going to make you more resilient, and it's going to make you more resilient than doing a cold shower for a day or two here and there, which is also a great thing to do. But it's definitely overhyped when compared to exercise. So I just want to use Monica as an example and myself as well, that you can feel this in a day or two. So after I had the week off and I started training again, it only took me 2 workouts and I already felt 100% better, more energy, better mood, more consistent, more resilient. And if you're wondering, is this going to take me ages and years and months? No, it will take you 2 workouts and you will immediately feel better. And then it's just an upward spiral from there. So use this as motivation on this beautiful day and go and hit your workout, hit your exercise. And thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, then leave a rating and review and subscribe. And we'll hear each other, hopefully next one without the barking sounds, in the next episode. Thanks so much. Talk soon. Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode again. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.